the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Hey guys, welcome back to Makeup Rees. It is your host KB, and we're about to get into some things. If you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, as well as follow Makeup Rees on all our other social media accounts. The links for those will be in the show notes. All face charts can be found on Makeup Rees Instagram, and the digital makeup tutorials can be found on YouTube. So we have a variety of looks for this podcast. We have two cut creases, we have two bold liner looks, and then one smoky eye look and one creative look. So they're kind of all over the place, but we're going to be starting with Audacious. Audacious is an all purple makeup look that is beginner friendly. There's only one shadow used for the smoky eye, and that is lavender. It is opaque and blends out near the brows. There is a thin purple wing liner on the bottom of the lid. Three pink purple dots sit above the wing part of the liner. There is a bright and shimmery pink purple in the inner corner. Long fluttery falsies have been placed on the bottom of the lid as well. The brows have been lightly filled in with the addition of short hairs being placed on top of them. This gives an in-between of a feathered brow and a sculpted brow. The waterline and the lower lash line is bare. A plum blush has been applied to the cheeks. Dark purple lipstick has been applied to the lips. There's no highlighter in this look, and the nose has been sculpted to appear smaller. This look is another one of those monotonous looks, so using one color. I think I've said this before in other episodes, but when I do monotone type looks, I do like to steer away from just using one shade of that color. I like using different shades so it adds dimension or depth to the look. So I used lavender on the eyes because I felt like it was bright, and I didn't want necessarily a dark look. So having that lavender definitely opens up the eye area. At the same time, I didn't just want a smoky eye. I didn't just want just like a lid of purple and then moving on. And I feel like that's relatively simple. I feel like it's been done a lot of times and those looks are cute, but I'm trying to go past things that have been done multiple times. So instead of stopping at just the lavender eyeshadow, I went forward to adding a purple wing. Now, I didn't want it to be thick because I didn't want it to be that bold, even though the name Audacious was saying that it is outlandish, that it is bold, and yada yada yada, which it is because of the lashes, the lips, and then you have this very dramatic sculpted nose. So it is very audacious. But when it comes to just the eyeshadow itself, I didn't want the eyeshadow look to be that bold. So instead of having a thick liner, I decided to have a thin liner. And also to continue to add dimension to the look, I decided for wing to be a darker shade of purple. I thought that was pretty basic, so I decided that I wanted to add like some accessories, I guess, some makeup accessories. It's another word I want to use that I can't think of. But when I started my makeup journey about 6 years ago, it might be more than that. At the time, I think I was very interested in like Harajuku fashion, and that kind of went towards the makeup as well. So I would see some girls like doing the makeup, and then they would have black dots on their lower lash line with like falsies on their lower lashes. And I thought that was so cute. And so I kind of took that idea and would do my own thing. Like I did a look where I had a heart on one side and like dots. And so I brought that knowledge to this look. Instead of just doing the dots on the lower lash line, I decided to add three dots on top of the wing liner to just, again, add some more dimension to the look. Now, the falsies are weird looking, and I like that they're weird looking. If you listen to the previous episode, you know I've been struggling to create lashes. At least in last episode's looks, I was struggling with creating lashes, and so this was a look where I was still like in that kind of struggle phase, trying to figure out what is my basis for drawing lashes. I ended up just like drawing them and then resizing them to be bigger. Oh, and they're also in one direction. Like, lashes don't naturally go in one direction. But the way I drew these lashes is I just drew them in one direction. And so that's another thing that makes it weird. But I like it for this look because it's different. And it, again, it adds more dimension to the look. But yeah, I didn't want anything on the waterline because I wanted to keep that bare. I wanted to keep the eyes open. And a good way to do that is leaving the lower lash line and the waterline just open, excluding, you know, foundation and concealer. I went back to using my plum blushes, essentially because this is a monotonous look, so I didn't want to keep, like I said, in the color ranges, just using different shades of that color. Initially, I was going to use like a nude lipstick for the look, because I haven't really been into a lot of dark lips lately. I have no problems with dark lips. I just haven't been into them really that much lately. Maybe because it's summertime and it's hot. I don't know. But I wanted to come back into the monotone feel. So I decided that instead of just having like a nude lip, I could do a purple with tinted nude lip. But that kind of went the same when I was trying to do that blue tinted nude lip. So what I just ended up doing is just like having a brown liner and then placing that dark purple on top. So it kind of has a feel of it being not nude-ish, but like just having that hint of brown. But essentially, it's still just like a dark purple. So whether you decided to line your lips for brown and then put your dark purple lipstick on, or just put dark purple lipstick on just by itself, I don't think it really would have mattered. That was just my process because I was thinking of a nude lip at first, and so I was just finessing the situation. I definitely thought this look needed a sculpted nose. One, because it is a relatively simple look, but two, because the lashes are so bold, and then there's only one color of a shadow used. And then there's these dark lips, and I felt like having a sculpted nose would add on to the dramaticness of the look. And then I didn't add highlighter, which is crazy, I know, because I love highlighter. And I thought about it, but I felt like it was already bold enough, good enough without the highlighter. I felt like adding highlighter would kind of take it away from that, and I didn't want that. If you're creating this look, here are the steps to do so. You want to use a white base for this look just because it is a bright lavender and you want that color to pop out. You want to pack a lavender eyeshadow on the lid, and then you want to blend the edges. Then create a winged liner using a purple product. So whether that's purple eyeshadow, purple liner, a purple lip product, whatever. You want to place 3 pink purple dots above the winged part of the liner. Do your foundation and concealer routine. Apply a bright shimmery pink purple to the inner corner of your eyes. Apply plum blush to your cheeks. Apply dark purple lipstick to your lips. And apply mascara only to the top set of lashes. And apply your falsies there as well. Next, we have the only creative makeup look in this episode. It is Track Star. This is a creative makeup look inspired by race cars, and it is relatively beginner friendly. The eye area is covered in a white base. There are orange and yellow semicircles facing the same direction, and orange being the outer color. On the outer corner, those circles face the nose, and in the inner corner, those circles face the ears. The semicircles reach the bottom of the brow to the bottom of the lid. There are 5 rectangles placed in the center of the eye, and the colors are as follows: light orange, yellow, bright orange, light orange, yellow. The bright orange rectangle is the longest, with the 2 rectangles on the side of it being shorter than that, and the final 2 being shorter than the previous. Brows have been sculpted and filled in with a medium shaded brown. The brows are slightly lighter in the beginning, giving the effect of a faded brow. There are black falsies on the top set of lashes. The waterline and lower lash line are left bare, excluding the foundation and concealer. Red blush is lightly applied to the cheeks, and the lips have been covered with an orange shimmery gloss. I didn't know where this look was going to go when I started it, but the colors that I was interested in and I knew I wanted to use shapes reminded me very much so of like NASCAR, race cars, the flags. I just went for it with that. So I started off with the rectangles beginning in the look, and I didn't know how many I was going to do, or at first I was thinking about like having rectangles on top and then mirroring them on the lower lash line so that there were 2 sets of rectangles on one eye. But I decided, you know, later on not to do that. So I ended up having the rectangles And then just using three colors, but having them varied so it looks like multiple colors. And though there are multiple colors, it's not as many as like your eyes initially think it is. It's only three. But then after I did the rectangles, I felt like the look was still kind of bare, and I didn't just want to have rectangles on the lid, especially if I wasn't going to reflect them on the lower lash line. So I decided to see like, okay, what would it look like if I just had like the semicircles, kind of like having the effect of the smoky eye on the edges. I didn't know how that would work at first, so I just gave it a shot. And so I started off with the orange first, and I was like, okay, that's cool, but I felt like it needed something more. Like just having the orange shimmer circle wasn't going to be enough. So that's when I decided to add the yellow. And then what I also thought was interesting is because you have these very, well, they're not sharp sharp, but they're geometric, they're not loose, they're not bendy shapes, the rectangles aren't. And then you have them interacting with flowy shapes, softer colors, and I think that interaction between the two is very interesting because I feel like overdone, those two interactions could clash, can sometimes look weird if not done correctly. But I definitely think that the way that these two interact and these look is very successful. This is also another one of those monotonous looks that I wasn't really trying to do on purpose per se. This just kind of happened as I was going through the look. Except though, the only thing that is not orange is the blush. I did apply red blush, but it's very light because I feel like if you have a bright blush, well, a bright red blush with this look, it can deter from the eyes and can look a little bit wonky. But I didn't want to use orange in this look, so I decided to use a red, but just tone it down in opacity so that it was acting more like a bronzer, still giving that nice effect on the cheeks. And then initially for the lips, I think I started out with like this bold orange lipstick, and I knew I didn't want it matte, so I started to like play with the different effects. And then I came across it still being orange, but it being glossy and light, and I felt like that was wonderful because this is a creative makeup look. I didn't want all the attention on the eyes. And I also didn't add highlighter to this look because I felt like there's just a lot going on that it just wasn't, that highlighter wasn't called for, and I felt like it would have been a little bit distracting. I sculpted the nose a little bit, but not as dramatic as Audacious. I just sculpted it just to give it some type of form and break apart those two semicircles that's in the inner corner. These lashes, I started off, like I got a picture off the internet of lashes, and I placed it on top up of this photo that I draw on to trace parts of the lashes to get me a feel of the type of lashes that I want to draw. So when I did that, it pretty much gave me like a base, but I had to go back and fill it in. I think that was a good way to like help me in a sense of understanding like the foundation of the lashes and how to draw them. But I don't think that these are my best lashes whatsoever. I mean, they're cute and they work for this look, and I'm not mad at them, but I definitely don't think it's my best one. Here are the steps to achieve this look. You want to again use a white base, but you want to pack an orange shadow in a semicircle shape, one on the outer corner facing the nose, and one on the inner corner facing the ear. You wanna pack a yellow shade in a semicircle shape in front of both orange semicircles. Create five rectangles in the center of the lid, the center rectangle being bright orange. The rectangles to the left should be shorter and should be yellow and light orange respectively. The rectangles to the right should be shorter as well and should be light orange and yellow respectively. You wanna apply a red blush lightly to the apple of the cheeks and sweep back. Apply an orange shimmery gloss to the lips. Apply mascara only to the top set of lashes and apply your falsies there as well. Now we're going to head to the mini review segment of the podcast, and we'll be right back to discuss the next two looks. Hey guys, welcome to Mini Review. So today we're going to be reviewing the Stila Little White Lies highlighter palette. I'm not sure if this highlighter palette was a limited edition or not, but I still wanted to review it because it is a great highlighter. And you know, if you like the review, you could go check out their other highlighter. This highlighter palette is a trio. It comes with three colors. One is like a reddish pinkish highlighter that they call Pink Wink Wink. One is a more golden yellow highlighter, which they call yellow tails. And then one is a silver bluish highlighter that they call silver tongue. It comes in a rectangular box. And so when you open it, you have a mirror and the three highlighters that's on the bottom. I've had this palette for, I think, maybe 6 months, something like that. I think I got this around Christmas. Honestly, I don't know how long I've had this palette, but I've had it for a minute. And they're very pigmented. It doesn't take a lot to use these highlighters at all if you use the right brush. Now, very fluffy brushes that move easily, like hairs aren't that stiff. I don't personally like using those brushes for this highlighter because it's harder for the brush to pick up the highlighter and actually work correctly. So I like to use a more stiffer brush when I use these highlighters. Or if I don't use a brush at all, I'll just use my fingers and then I'll use a looser brush to like blend it out. This palette, I believe, runs about in the $30 to $40 range. But like I said, I'm not even sure if this palette is still out. I like this palette because it does have three different colors, so it does have a lot of variety. I tend to wear a lot of like peachy types or golden like highlighters. And this palette doesn't include a peachy one, it only includes a golden one. But I still like it though because it's great for travel, so I don't have to pack like 6 stands of highlighter in my makeup bag. I can just carry my Stila. Also, I really like this palette because of the fact that I can mix them very well. Some highlighters that I have don't mix well together, but the Stila palette by themselves mix well together. But then I can also use my Stila with my other highlighters to make beautiful combinations. That is a big up for me. I do like to layer my highlighter from time to time, so having the highlighter that is very easy to blend and combine other products with is something that I like as well. Also, these highlighters blend very well with my blushes. It's just like this nice ombre effect that I get instead of like a highlighter that kind of sits on top. Most of my highlighters do that, but like I do have a couple because I like to pat them on so bright that once you pass a certain level, that ombre effect is kind of gone. And it's just like the strobing effect on my cheeks. Whereas with my Stila highlighter, I can pack on as much as I want, still get that strobing effect, but I still have like that nice ombre effect between my blush and my highlighter. So Stila gets a 10 out of 10 for me. I've never had any problems with it. Like I said, the only thing would be like the type of brush to use it with, but I can change my brush, that's not a problem. But I will say this, if you are naturally oily or more, you may not like this highlighter only because it does give that like sheen effect to your face. And so if you're trying to steer away from that, then you probably don't want to invest in at least this kind of Stila highlighter. Welcome back, guys. We're moving on to our next look, which is called Clear Cut. This is a neutral cut crease makeup look that is beginner friendly. There is a brown shadow placed from the center of the lid to the outer corner. A pink like beige is placed from the front of the eye to the center of the lid. There is a distinct separation where the two colors meet. The cut is curved, giving an oval shape to the shadow. A shade of brown, lighter than the one placed on the inner corner, is lined on the bottom of the lid. The brows have been filled in with a medium dark brown, giving a sculpted brow. Long, fluttery black falsies have been placed on the top set of lashes. The waterline and lower lash line is bare, excluding the foundation and the concealer. Red blush is applied to the cheeks and swept back. There is no highlighter, and a peach tinted nude lip gloss is applied to the lips. Now, I haven't and don't do a lot of natural makeup looks or neutral makeup looks, but because it's been a minute, I wanted to bring them back into the fold. I didn't have a concept for this look, but I definitely knew that I wanted it to be a cut crease. And because I did want it to be beginner friendly, I decided to just use two colors just to make it a little bit more easier for the cut crease. Now, this cut crease isn't like a horizontal cut crease where you're just literally cutting the crease, but it's where as a vertical, so we're going from the center of the lid, cutting it, and it's in a curved shape so that it can look more oval. Now, what this does is brings more attention to the front of the eye, and it brings more drama to the look as a whole as well. And instead of making it like extremely dramatic by using like a very dark brown are black. Like, I decided to go with like a mahogany brown, which is my favorite type of brown. And then I didn't want to do like just a basic natural look. So I did decide to use a peach or pink tinted beige for the front of the lid. I also added a liner just to give like this clean, crisp look to it. It's definitely not needed, but I do like the addition of it. It's thin, it's not a wing. It just helps just bring the look. It just helps makes the look more complete. The waterline and lower lash line is bare as well. And as you guys know, I do love my bare waterline slash lower line looks. And so I decided to go that way for this look. It also helps open up the eye area, which is exactly what I wanted. Now, there isn't any highlighter on this look, and you guys are probably going to get used to seeing less and less highlighter, only because like even now I barely put highlighter on my face. But those are some looks that I think look really, really, really good without highlighter, and adding highlighter would just take that away from them. I did use a red blush for this look, but it's definitely not a red blush that's like very, very opaque. It's just that it can look a little bit clownish, but that's with any type of blush. So I just like to keep at least my red blushes less opaque, a little bit more transparent, and to have them act as bronzers. And honestly, I have all my blushes act as bronzers. For this look, I wanted to use a lip gloss, not a lipstick or a liquid lipstick. I just felt like everything was matte and I didn't have any highlighter, and a cute glossy lip would just really set this look off. I also use falsies for this look, and ones that are very, very dramatic. So even though this is a natural neutral look, it still has that dramatic flair. So you can still wear it out and still feel, you know, extra, but it's also not doing too much if that's not what you like. Okay, so here are the steps to achieve clear cut. For this look, you don't have to use a white base. It's not absolutely necessary. So you can just use whatever you prefer. You want to apply mahogany brown from the center of the lid to the outer corner. You want to cut your crease vertically in a curved shape, eliminating the excess base or concealer. You want to reapply your concealer in the absent space and then pack a peach slash pink beige in that space. Apply a brown liner, lighter than the previous brown, across the bottom of the lid. You want to do your foundation and concealer routine. Apply a red blush to the apples of your cheeks and sweep back, and then apply a peach tinted nude lip gloss to the lips. Apply mascara only to the top set of lashes and falsies on the top set as well. Now moving on to last week's look, we are starting with Galactic. Gives me very out of space vibes, but let's just go ahead and get into the visual description. Galactic is a bold liner look that is around intermediate level. The brows have been filled in with the light forest green. There is a slight fade effect in the beginning of the brow. A thick bright blue-green liner starts from the end of the eye, coming up towards the end of the brows in a slanted motion, then going across the lid in a straight line. A thin lime green line starts at the center of the lid, going straight up to reach the blue-green liner, then going across the lid right underneath the blue-green liner. Lime green is placed in the waterline and the lower lash line is bare. Shimmery yellow green is placed in the inner corner. Mascara is placed on the top lashes. Burnt orange blush is applied to the cheeks. Lime green or green yellow highlighter is applied to the T-zone area of the face, the forehead, the bridge and tip of the nose, above the blush, the cupid's bow, and the chin. Plus, you want to put it on the side of the neck. A grayish lavender is applied to the lips. So again, this look gives me very outer space vibes, and this look was actually inspired by the artist Shasmi. If you've never heard of her, she's amazing. I love her work. But she did this pink wing liner, but it was like doubled up. And it was pretty simple, but I thought it was very effective and very eye-catching. I didn't want to do the exact same thing, and I know I didn't want to use the exact same color as well, but I was definitely inspired by the look. So I wanted to do something that was more geometric. So at first I started with the blue-green line, and I was going to leave it that way, but I felt like it wasn't enough. So I wanted to pair the thickness of the blue-green liner with a liner that was like super thin. So I played with the lime green and had it interacting with the blue-green liner, and I actually like the effect that it has because it brings your eyes directly to the center of the eye before you like look anywhere else. So I definitely like that effect. At first I wasn't going to put anything on my waterline or my lower lash line, but I felt like having that lime green on my waterline really brought the look out and really helped play with the lime green that is on top of the lid, and having those to play with the blue green liner was a very cool effect. I also don't color brows that often, but I felt like this was the perfect time to, you know, experiment and to give this look some more dimension. So I decided to also not use a lime green though. I decided to use a forest green product. I didn't decide to add like the little short hairs that I've been doing some of the brows because I felt like it didn't need like that much focus, and it was okay for it to be just sculpted, especially because the eyes are doing so much. I decided to only use mascara for this look, and I only put mascara on the top lashes. I've said time and time again that I feel like I do falsies on every look, but never do I just draw regular lashes. So that is what I did today, or when I drew that look, and I like it because again it just keeps the focus on the eyeliner look instead of like the falsies and everything else itself. The highlighter I really love because it's very bold, and even though it's very bold, it's very striking. I don't feel that it takes away from the look itself, or the eyeshadow look, I should say. The reason why I decided to have it that bold, because at first I started with like a green highlighter, trying to make it a little more subtle, but I didn't like how that green was playing, or I didn't like how the green highlighter was playing on my skin. So I decided to change it up, and I went towards this lime green, green yellow type highlighter. I feel like it plays very well with the shimmery inner corner. I like the strobe effects that the highlighter has, and instead of it taking away from the whole look, I definitely feel like it adds to the look as a whole. Now when it comes to the lips, I believe I drew them green at first, and then I changed the layer of that, or I changed the effect of that layer. I like this color, this lavender gray, because it's very weird. It's not something that you would, you know, naturally gravitate to, and I like the tint of it because it definitely gives me like outer spacey vibes. Like I could see this color with like a gray suit, like bodysuit or cat suit. But yeah, I decided to use that color instead of the green because I felt like it helps break apart the look. Now the steps to achieve this look, you don't have to use a white base for this look, but I would consider using a white base like for the liner if you're not using a liner. And what I mean by that, like, so if you don't have a bright blue liner and you're using shadow, I would suggest like using a white base to place out the shape first and then packing on that blue shadow. Then you want to use a light forest green product to fill in your brows. You want to use a blue green liner, and you want to create a slanted line from the end of the eye to the end of the brow. From there, you want to create a straight line across the lid. Using a lime green, create a line from the center of the lid that reaches the bottom of the blue green liner. From there, create a straight line across the lid. It should be the same length as the blue green liner. Place a lime green product on the waterline. Place a shimmery yellow green in the inner corner. Do your foundation concealer routine. Apply a burnt orange blush to your cheeks and apply lime green or green yellow highlighter to the T-zone area of your face. That's the forehead, the bridge and tip of nose, above the blush, cupid's bow, and chin. Apply mascara only to the top lashes. Apply a grayish lavender to the lips. Now we're going to go into the ask away section, and we'll be back with the last two looks for this episode. Hey guys, the title of this section is called Ask Away. So if you would like to ask me any questions, you can DM me on Instagram, or you can send an email to makeupbreeze@gmail.com, and I will read your questions during the next podcast as well as answer them. So ask away. Okay guys, now for the last two looks. We have Porto Up Next. Porto is a colorful cut crease makeup look that is around advanced level. The cut crease includes a deep violet, purple, and lighter purple in a smoky eye-like manner. There are two shapes that make the cut crease. One being a well-like shape near the center of the lid to the inner corner, and two being a semicircle type shape. The well shape is filled in with baby blue glitter, and the semicircle type shape is filled in with a bright yellow with black polka dots varying in size. There is a bright yellow placed on the waterline and deep plum purple placed on the lower lash line. The colors on the waterline and lower lash line help balance out the colors on the lid. This also keeps the majority of the focus on the eyeshadow. The brows are filled in with the medium brown product with a slight fade effect in the beginning. Black fluttery falsies are placed on the top lashes and mascara on the bottom lashes. Purple blush has been applied to the apple of the cheeks and swept back. Bright pink highlighter is placed on the T-zone area of the face. That's the forehead, bridge, and tip of nose, above the blush, cupid's bow, and the chin. The nose has been sculpted to appear smaller and brings more drama to the already dramatic look. Deep plum lipstick has been applied to the lips. The lipstick brings the look together as a whole and pairs nicely with the eyeshadow. If you guys remember, in the last episode, I did Bloody Hill, and I was talking about how originally it was supposed to be this weird cut crease, but I couldn't exactly figure it out, so I just ended up making it a weird wing liner. Well, I finally figured out what to do in the cut crease. So what I did was pretty much just started off like it was a smoky eye, and then started to cut the shapes that I wanted out of that smoky eye to give that weird, like, see-through type of cut crease. I ended up doubling the layer because it was looking a little faded for me, and I wanted the colors to pop out just a little bit more. When it came to, like, the color choices, I didn't really have a, like, initial thought. I just was playing with things as I went. But the baby blue glitter started off as like a more of a seafoam green type of color. But then I knew I wanted to place glitter on top of that. But it ended up being a baby blue glitter, so that shifted the look. And I actually think it looks better with the baby blue than it did with the teal. Then I decided to use like a color that was opposite of like the green. So I went with yellow to kind of come out of that. So I went to yellow to break apart the look, but also to make it more interesting, give it more depth. I didn't want any one of the shapes flat. That's why I initially decided to put glitter in the first shape, the whale-like shape. But when it came to the yellow, I really didn't know what to do. I didn't want either one of the shapes outlined. So what I ended up doing was just adding polka dots. I started off with like the big dots at first and then adding small dots around it to give it again some more depth. When it came to the lower lash line and the waterline, I figured that I should keep with the yellow just to help connect the two together. I didn't use the same shade of purple as I used on top of the lid, but I just wanted to, again, just bring some more depth to the look and make it more interesting. I definitely added falsies to this look. I felt like because it was already so dramatic, not having falsies would have kind of veiled the look in a sense. I decided just to put mascara on the lower lashes because I feel like there's a lot of tension already on the eye area anyway, so I didn't need that much to keep the attention there. I did decide to sculpt the nose and pretty dramatically. I usually don't bring like the sculpting all the way down to the bulbous part unless I'm just wanting it to be like really, really dramatic and making the bulbous part of the nose look small as well. But I did that here, and I feel like it plays well with the eyeshadow because, again, they're both dramatic and it just helps to bring that dramaticness out in the look. When it came to the blush, I just decided to stick with a plum blush because it was just easier. Felt like red would have kind of shifted the scales a little bit, and I don't think in a like effective way. So I stuck with the plum, but then on top of that, I used a bright pink highlighter and I ended up like doing two layers. So I started off with like this regular shade of pink highlighter on the bottom and I blended it out. And then on top of that, I went in like with the lightest pink that I could find and then blended that out as well. And I said before, my highlighters have been giving me troubles and like sometimes it's just strobing. So I didn't want this highlighter as strobing or blinding as in Galactic, but I definitely like the way it is right now because I feel like it just helps to keep the tension on the face as a whole. I also don't think that this highlighter takes away from the eyeshadow look. I think it helps it. And also, like I said, just bring the look together. I can't remember if purple was my first choice for the lips, but I definitely think that was a smart move because, like I said, there's so much going on in the eye area. I didn't feel like I need to do too much on the lips, so therefore I just went with the purple. Now these lips are matte. I think for this look, I like that they're matte. I feel like glossed kind of would have done a little bit too much, especially with all the highlighter on her face, especially with it being like a bright pink. So having glossy lips, I feel like would just did just a little bit too much. I also decided in this look not to add the short hairs and the brows, again, because I just felt like there was already a lot going on in the eyes, and I felt like just having a sculpted brow was good enough, and it helps just keep the attention on the eye area anyway. Now, here are the steps to achieve this look. You definitely want to use a white base for this look. So the first thing you want to do is to apply a deep violet on the lid and blend. Then you want to apply a purple above that deep violet and blend that as well. Then you want to apply a lot of purple above that and blend. And all of that should be like in a smoky eye-like manner. Once you've done that, you want to cut those colors in shapes similar to the face chart. After you cut those colors, go ahead and add your base back into those empty shapes, and then apply a blue base in the shape that's near the nose, and then blue glitter in that shape as well. You want to apply a bright yellow in the semicircle type shape, and then place black dots changing the size as you go. Apply a bright yellow on the waterline, and then apply a deep plum on the lower lash line. Do your foundation and concealer routine. Go up the nose via contour. Apply purple blush to the apple of your cheeks and sweep back. Apply a bright pink highlighter to the T-zone area of the face, forehead, bridge, and tip of nose. Above blush, cupid's bow, and chin. Now I know I said I used two different layers, one with a regular pink and then another one with a bright pink, but if you can achieve this outcome of a highlighter without layering it, you can definitely skip that step. I just did it, you know, that way digitally, just to help bring it out some more. Then you want to apply a deep plum lipstick to the lip, and then apply mascara to both set of lashes and falsies to the top set. Moving on, we have our final look is Spring Rush. Spring Rush is a bold liner look that is around beginner intermediate level. The brows have been filled in with a medium brown product. There is a slight fade effects in the beginning of the brow. The thickness and color of the brows help to stabilize the look as a whole. A beigeish brown is placed all over the lid and crease area to even out the skin tone. A medium-sized seafoam green wing has been created near the bottom of the lid. The end of the wing stretches out to the end of the brows. A glittery neon yellow has been placed in the inner corner. Off-white is placed on the waterline, opening up the eyes, while the lower lash line has been kept bare, excluding foundation and concealer. Medium-length falsies are placed on the top set of lashes and mascara on the bottom set. Orange blush is applied to the apple of the cheeks and swept back. No highlighter is included in this look, and clear gloss is applied to the lips, embracing the light feel this look gives off. From first hand, this look looks very similar to Galactic, at least for me. Because when I was editing one of the videos, I ended up adding Spring Rush into the Galactic video, and I had to change those up. But even though these looks can seem similar, there's only a few similarities. They both, you know, are liner looks, but their liner is used in different ways. They both have burnt orange blush. They both have a bare lower lash line. So in those ways, they are very similar. But again, they are completely different when it comes to, you know, everything else that's going on in the look. Now, still spring here, even though, like, the heat is getting hotter. Okay, we're not in summer yet, but I wanted to do something that was pretty light, and because I felt like Portal was very advanced and I felt like Galactic was a little bit more on the intermediate, I wanted to bring something that was, you know, closer to the beginner side of things. I decided that I want to do a wing liner look, but I wanted to do a liner look that was, you know, bold in color. I used this seafoam green as the liner, and then I paired it off with a yellow because I wanted something to open up the eyes, and I didn't want to use the same color or any shade of green for that matter, so I use yellow instead. Now, I've never, and I mean ever, used an off-white in my waterline. I've only used white in my waterline a couple of times. I honestly prefer to either keep it bare or to have black because I do like that sultry look, but this look is the complete opposite of that. And so I didn't want to use white because I felt like that would be a little bit too bright, and with this neon yellow and this bright seafoam green color, I decided to do an off-white in the waterline so that it could still open up the eyes like a white would do, but it wouldn't be so harsh against it though. Initially, I thought about just using like mascara for the lashes and, you know, not adding falsies, but I felt like because it was a relatively simple look that adding falsies would give it a more dramatic flare. So that's why I decided to stick with the falsies instead of the mascara. Now, the lower lash line does have mascara and it's not falsies, but like I said, I wanted to keep it relatively light, so I wasn't that focused on the drama part of it. When it came to the blush, I just felt like orange was the best fit for it because I feel like any other color would have taken away from the look, like a purple or a red. I just don't think it was built for it. Now, I didn't use like a bright orange. I definitely used a burnt orange because, like I said, I like to use my blushes as bronzer. In this case, I didn't use any highlighter. I felt like I didn't need it. Like I said, I want something like light, fluttery, and the past two looks had a lot of highlighter on them, so I wanted to give a break in this look. For the lips, I think I initially decided to have, it's either a green or orange, I can't remember, and then I changed the effect on the layer, and I was like, you know what, a clear gloss. I don't think I've ever used a clear gloss on Makeup Breeze before. So when I thought about it, I was like, well, this is already a light look. We can use a clear gloss on this and it keeps it still relatively simple. It keeps the attention on the eyes, but it also embraces that light feel. Oh, and then with the lower lash line being bare, again, I just felt like it didn't need that much. I only added the white because I wanted to help open up the eyes some more, but I felt like adding anything on the lower lash line would have kind of been the complete opposite of opening up my eyes. So here are the steps to achieve spring rush. You want to apply a shadow that matches your eye area all over the lid and crease area. This makes sure that the area is even in skin tone. Using a Seafoam green liner, create a medium-sized wing. If you don't have a liner or lip product, create the wing with a white base or concealer and then pack on a green shadow onto that wing. Apply a glittery neon yellow in the inner corner. Line the waterline with an off-white. Do your foundation and concealer routine. Apply orange blush to the apple of the cheeks and sweep back. Apply mascara to both sets of lashes and falsies to the top set. Apply a clear lip gloss to the lips. And that was the final look. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I would love to see your recreations of any of the looks mentioned in this or past episodes. Tag Makeup Breeze on Instagram and make sure to use the hashtag Makeup Breeze Approved so that I can see and share your looks. If you need help recreating any of Makeup Breeze looks, just visit our Facebook group and any of your questions will be answered there. If you would like to support Makeup Breeze in a monetary fashion, the link to our Patreon will be in the show notes as well. Again, thanks for listening and I'll talk to y'all in the next podcast. The hottest and the finest
Makeup Breeze.
Nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Breeze.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Breeze. You're listening to Makeup Breeze.